This is Cross Currents. I'm Hena Baba. Breastfeeding is in the news today. The ACLU filed a sex discrimination suit against Frontier Airlines, claiming the airline does not accommodate breastfeeding flight attendants who want to pump breast milk while they're on the job. The Affordable Care Act requires employers to provide women with break time and a private place to pump other than the bathroom. But according to a report last year by the journal Women's Health Issues, only 40% of working women actually did get those required accommodations. Here in San Francisco, the Board of Supervisors is considering stronger legislation that could provide employees with the nation's most supportive environment for women who pump breast milk at work. KLW's Carrie Spivak reports.
It was 1854 when the first patent for a breast pump was issued to an inventor in New York State. Since then, the device Leah Hardy is about to use to pump breast milk hasn't changed much. She connects a funnel-shaped plastic cup to the top of a small baby bottle. It kind of resembles an air horn. She unzips her sweatshirt, lifts her tank top, holds the funnel-looking cup firmly against her breast, and squeezes the handle. This is the sound of a working mom who breastfeeds. Milk is being sucked out of Hardy's nipple and into the bottle. First one breast, and then the other.
I try to get maybe 3 ounces on each side.
If you've never done this yourself, imagine pumping a basketball with one hand, with your breast exposed, for 15 to 30 minutes. And do it again every 3 to 4 hours. Now, imagine doing this while you're at your job.
I wasn't really sure like what to do at work, and you know, I was new at everything. And then they said that if I need to step away to pump or anything, to just let them know, and then that way I can go do what I gotta do and then come back to work.
Hardy is a waitress. After her first son was born, she worried about working and breastfeeding. On her first day back, she went to the place where she usually took her breaks, the staff lounge.
So I tried to do it once there, but then I felt very uncomfortable because I was afraid that somebody's gonna come in while I'm doing that.
Because it wasn't private and it didn't have a door that locked. So the next time she went someplace else, the bathroom, but that didn't feel right either.
Like, I'm pumping milk for my kid where people use the bathroom. I mean, I felt kind of weird doing it in the bathroom, but better than nothing, so.
After her second son was born, she didn't want to pump in the bathroom again.
And I'll just be like, I'll just do it in my car.
Stories like Hardy's are not unique, according to San Francisco District 4 Supervisor Katie Tang.
We heard a lot of horror stories from working moms, but a lot of these moms, you know, they had no choice.
Current federal and state law require employers to provide a private space to pump other than a bathroom. But these laws don't offer guidance on how to provide that space. In fact, an employer doesn't have to offer anything until an employee asks for it. But many women don't know their rights, let alone feel empowered asserting them.
I think that many women do not feel comfortable asking for lactation accommodations, and so a lot of them just don't ask.
Tang wants to change this dynamic with the Lactation in the Workplace Ordinance. It would require all San Francisco employers to create lactation policies. This would make asking for an accommodation less like a request for special treatment.
It's normalized. No one, you know, feels embarrassed about asking for the accommodations. It's just a natural part of the workplace.
If the legislation passes, plans for new construction and remodels will need to include lactation rooms. For existing workplaces, a lactation space will need to meet minimum standards. Basically, it's got to be clean, safe, and private, with a tabletop, chair, and access to electricity. And there has to be water and a fridge somewhere nearby. It doesn't have to be permanent. The space can be used for other things when an employee isn't pumping. Even so, it won't be easy for all employers to meet these requirements. Those are raw cocoa beans pouring onto a sorting table at Dandelion Chocolate on Valencia Street in San Francisco. It's a cafe and a factory and a retail space. And because of the open floor plan, you can watch as they make chocolate from beans to bar, as they like to say. Jennifer Roy is the director of PR and marketing, and she used to pump breast milk for her baby. so she's supportive of the legislation. But she also sees how it could be a challenge for some employers to create a private space.
Many work environments are like this. You know, it's a restaurant. This is a food, you know, facility, production facility. It's not, you know, an office where you can just close the blinds and sit in a conference room.
They've never had a lactating employee, but they currently have a pregnant one. So Roy and I try to figure out where they might put a lactation space. The most obvious location is the office, which has a door. But that won't do. It's a high-use area, and it's also the employee break room and locker room. Roy can't see making it off limits for 30 minutes during the day. We search for another place where someone could go for privacy.
We don't actually have anywhere other than a closet. So it's not, I mean, I wouldn't want anyone to even be in there.
With no other options, we check out the closet, which is more like a storage room with shelves lining the walls. But it's got a skylight, and when the door is closed, it's private. We move some boxes, and there's a chair and plenty of room to place a pump. I tick off the rest of the minimum standards with Roy.
Is there access to electricity?
Yes, although I would have to look for it, but yes.
Close proximity to a sink and refrigerator, because you have those downstairs?
Yes.
Free from toxic or hazardous materials?
Nothing, yes.
So this could be a lactation space that meets the requirements of the legislation.
Yes, it could, with some imagination for sure.
Employers who can't meet the requirements can apply for a hardship exception. But there's a reason why this legislation applies to all employers and not just those in traditional office buildings. In San Francisco, low-income moms, especially women of color, often work for smaller businesses. These moms experience a steep drop-off for exclusively breastfeeding after only 4 months when compared to the rest of California.
These numbers are alarming. She is not well supported to sort of make this breastfeeding work for her and her baby.
That's Preeti Rana, the San Francisco Director of Nutrition Services and the Federal WIC program, which supports low-income breastfeeding families. She says there are several reasons for this disparity. These moms often return to work faster after giving birth and have less flexibility in their jobs, in their work hours, and in childcare.
This legislation definitely will impact or enable these mothers or help these mothers to continue to breastfeed if they choose to do so after they return to work.
Rana says there's also a clear business case for breastfeeding. Healthier moms and babies lead to less absenteeism and lower health insurance costs, higher morale, and employee retention. This whirring is the sound of an electric breast pump. In the last 30 years, it's probably one of the biggest innovations allowing women to quickly pump breast milk at work. It's louder than the manual pump, but it's also faster and can pump both breasts at the same time. Electric or manual, if the lactation in the workplace legislation passes, this sound could become a typical part of the San Francisco workday. In San Francisco for CrossCurrents, I'm Carrie Spivak.